ABC News.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Avery, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC's Matt Rivers in Tel Aviv.
Blinken arriving in Turkey for his next stop. Meanwhile, here in Israel, a U.S. official confirming that CIA Director Bill Burns now on the ground for a series of meetings about Gaza.
After an Arab Muslim student was injured in a hit-and-run Friday at Stanford University, police are investigating it as a possible hate crime. Dan Segev, a Stanford student, was lived in Israel.
We think twice before we speak Hebrew in public because we don't know who might be thinking about us and what they're thinking.
Cincinnati police say somebody drove up to a group of children Friday night and fired, killing an 11-year-old and injuring five others. Isaac Davis, the father of the 11-year-old.
I'm just asking anybody that know anything to come forward, please. Just please come forward. We're begging.
U.S. regulators say they will review a tire chemical after a petition from West Coast Native American tribes who say it kills salmon. This is ABC News. Scared in the cold, where the ground under your body still shakes after a Friday night earthquake hit Nepal. Over 150 deaths. ABC's Lama Hassan.
Dozens of aftershocks have been reported in the area, with thousands of residents spending the night in the open in freezing temperatures, too scared to sleep indoors. The focus for the Nepalese government right now is to reach those who are still trapped under the rubble, as well as trying to get aid to those in the worst affected districts and those who desperately need it.
Scandal rocking college football. The U of Michigan announcing Connor Stallions, the Wolverine football analyst, resigned. ABC's Alex Perchet.
According to ESPN, sources tell the network Stallions is accused of buying tickets to more than 35 games around the country featuring Michigan opponents. He allegedly also paid hundreds of dollars to have coaching signals along the sideline recorded. His attorney adding, to Stallions' knowledge, neither Coach Harbaugh nor any other coach or staff member told anyone to break any rules or were aware of improper conduct.
Chuck Sivertson, ABC News.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, Cat and the Hurricane. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio, original local music from the state of Wisconsin until midnight tonight. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by White Curt Realtors Lake Point. There's a home for all. Stop by their office on Atwood Avenue or online at whitekurt-lakepoint.com. Let's kick off the 7 o'clock hour with a double dip of the People Brothers Band.
Hope I'm feeling good today. Feeling the sunshine kiss my face. So full of joy, I'm glowing like a rainbow. Listen, wanna refresh my soul. Getting ready to hit the road. Wearing a smile from my head down to my tiptoes. Cause I'm living my best life. Feel the rush of the outside air. Taking the beauty everywhere. I count the many reasons to be thankful. Living the music inside me. And I know it's my destiny. I'm feeling blessed and I'm so very grateful. Cause I'm living my best life.
I've
got fire. Let me be your igniter. Elevating higher. Living my best life.
Living my best.
There's no limit.
Living my best.
Why procrastinate or hesitate to live your life? You only get one life, so learn to leave your past behind. Day and night, you choose how you spend your time.
What you wanna be? I'm your stepping stone, raise you up, see what you came to see. For the taste of your sweetness. Always sweeter than nectarine. You take two steps back, three steps forward, and you know where it's at, and you know what to go for. You can keep those things. I don't need none your strings. I'll be your stepping stone. I'm your stepping stone. I'll raise you up, be what you wanna be. Stepping stone, I'll raise you up, see what you came to see. Well, the taste of your sweetness, always sweeter than nectar green. You need.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. The People Brothers Band. That song is called Stepping Stone. Living My Best before that. Both of the songs are off the new album, Sisters and Brothers, which is just phenomenal. I highly recommend picking up the vinyl version tonight while you're listening about vinyl. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker. KJ filling in for Terry Barr. Welcome to the show, KJ. It's
Thank you very much.
Are you having fun? You enjoying this?
Are you kidding?
Top of State Street doing live radio on a Saturday night.
Top of State Street got all kinds of activity. Just watched a couple of rollers go by with their lights on, and it's this is never a dull moment.
When the rollers went by, I instantly padded my pockets, making sure things were situated.
Everything's okay.
We got still quite a bit of show coming up here, Rocker. It's only the second hour tonight. What else is on the schedule?
We do, Jimmy. Dave Eck, owner of Waxy Poodle Record Pressing Plant, is here tonight to tell us all about his newish record plant. They've been around for about a year, so we'll hear all about that, how they make records. Trans-Siberian Orchestra musical director Al Petrelli, he shares some show secrets with Terry Barr before kicking off the TSO Winter Tour in Green Bay this month. And Live in the Lair with Blake Thomas and Josh Hardy. We're going to have a real special show for you tonight. Live music in the lair. And then Max Inc. Heavy, an interview with Scorpio Fest organizer Trevor Reed.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Don't forget, you can call or text us right inside the Civic Media app. It's super convenient. Rocker, any text in tonight?
Yeah, you know, Jimmy, you just said that, so I was like, gosh,
maybe I should pull that page up.
I should go and check the text and see if anybody's texting.
Normally Terry's on top of that kind of stuff here.
Oh, somebody says, Mama, let's see. Oh, there's a whole bunch of stuff. Rocker love. I'm getting all kinds of love out there. Thank you to the artists. Wow, there's just a whole kinds of stuff that's saying they love Rocker. All the texts.
No surprise.
They love Rocker.
Right.
Rocker rocks.
Did mine come in? Where I said I love Rocker too? Do you see that one? It's in there.
I'll have to take a look. There were a ton.
I forgot to send that text. I got the memo on that.
You still have time. There's plenty of time.
So I forgot to wear flannel and I forgot the text I love Rocker. Funny.
Oh, man. That's really good.
Rocker, you was talking off air earlier about a friend of yours who passed away who is kind of big in the Milwaukee music scene.
That's right, Jimmy. Dennis Zanoni, and he was Uncle Bob's Music, the Zanoni family and Zanoni brothers. We lost Dennis Zanoni on October 14th, and he served Milwaukee and, you know, state musicians, really, for the last 50 years.
Where in Milwaukee?
Uncle Bob's. I believe the last place that Uncle Bob's was in West Allis, but they've been in a couple of locations around Milwaukee, Capitol Avenue, I know, back in the old days. You know, and Jeff, his brother, actually passed away a few years back. And, I mean, I think it affects nearly every, you know, rock musician in Milwaukee that's been around in the last 50 years. So, wow. I mean, he's literally Hall of Fame material out there in Milwaukee, and you know we're gonna miss Dennis. And you know, me and one of my best friends, when we were getting into drums in the early 80s, you know, bought a drum set from Dennis, and he was just always the best, gave you the best deals. I mean, he was straight up honest, just a great guy, and he cared for musicians.
That's awesome. Is this store going to continue forward, or was his baby and it's going to die with him? Or?
You know, I'm not exactly sure, you know, what the status on the store is. I guess, you know, we could kind of go look it up online, but I saw that Dennis passed away, and, you know, he's just a huge figure in Milwaukee.
That's sad. Thoughts are out to you here, Rocker, and everybody else who is friends with him. Let's play some new music. I believe these guys are from Milwaukee. The band is called Grace Underwater. Terry Barr referred these guys, said, hey, send us your music. We want to play it. And here we are. Keep Love Alive. It's Grace Underwater on Max Inc. Radio.
Sometimes it hurts just to think. brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Dioxide when I go outside. You mask your face but expose your pride. I look at the news, somebody else just died. You look at the numbers and wonder how many people lied. Look at the time, I can see that you just cried. It's too much for everybody to stay inside. Now you gotta go somewhere even after being denied. New rules that people never abide by. It's like I'm in a crazy movie, it's sci-fi. You gotta get tested before I give you the Wi-Fi. Your temperature peaking, I have to give you a side eye. Aside from people that favorably sanitize, giving me 6 feet and won't overanalyze, the world never ceases to scandalize. And maybe that's a part of who I become. So surrounded,
surrounded,
grounded,
grounded,
founded,
dumbfounded,
astounded,
astounded,
discounted,
discounted
by the government,
so
they try to propose a new covenant. I'm still a well-rounded individual, man. Thanks for the stimulus residual, man. Still essential without working for the man. All I need is an app and a map and a plan. When everybody is shopping, it gets crowded when people are marching and shouting. Still got a lot to do, even when the world is stopping. Anyone could be sick and there's something I'll never doubt it. It's weird because everybody's here, but it's like nobody's there when everybody's aware of the care. Stay 6 feet if you care for me, that sound fair.
Though I still feel so surrounded,
surrounded, surrounded, surrounded.
COVID-19, I'm trying to avoid 2020. The whole year was destroyed, especially thinking that Kobe Bryant and George Floyd and so many more. Every day people die, you can say goodbye, it happens in the blink of an eye. Many could be prevented if you gave it a try. To care about others as you do for yourself to get by is
empty.
Like a bottle without a drink, no
entry.
Don't even try to think, it's plenty of time to have a dumb or two.
Risky.
Invite a family in time, I bet you
miss me.
I clear my mind, it was really
misty.
Trying to worry on if I make it to 50. Wash your body, some people are so
filthy.
That's why I don't stay surrounded, cause I need my space. So undeniable when I plead my case. Super transparent with the truth, even if I got a mask on, you can still see my face. I won't be passive and intervene the scene without fear. I just hope enough time's passing, we all get the green to reconvene this year. So we can't all be surrounded.
this white noise. I wish I had a choice. I wanna kiss, wanna hug, wanna dance in a crowd. Love this white noise. Guess that's how it goes. I wanna run, wanna go, wanna scream aloud. White noise, white noise. White noise, white noise. When I go to sleep, I better have a fantasy. Like Alice walking around in a twisted wonderland. Well, it's like I said, home's got a different meaning, yeah. Home's got a different feeling, and we can get away. Life is white noise. I wish I had a choice. I wanna kiss, wanna hug, wanna dance in the crowd.
Civic Media, we are local music. 7,000 apart. That's White Noise. I love that band.
Man, I like that song a lot.
Her vocals are just monumental. They're fantastic. I heard of Bison before that, and brand new Grace Underwater before that. Keep Love Alive. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY if you want to call or text in the Civic Media app. Rocker, your mama... Mama Rocker texted us. I went through the text messages. It was mostly her. She wanted to remind you that her birthday is November 9th, and she's a...
Her birthday?
Is
no,
that right?
No, no, Jimmy. Oh, I thought this must be somebody else's mama then.
Somebody else's mama's
I don't know. My mom is July 6th.
Why did I think hers was... Okay, well...
I'm not sure.
This is why I don't do dates on the radio.
We'll just celebrate you, all Jimmy. Month long.
844-967-2789. My birthday's coming up in December, but that doesn't make me a Scorpio.
That's right. You're a December baby. What's the date? I need 18th. To write this down. You're the 18th. Yeah. Okay, I'm the 20th.
Yes.
Let's we will share a beverage.
Let's do that. You're love celebrating on. Birthdays. People get pretty self-conscious about birthdays.
Yeah.
I like birthdays. Because you made it around the orbit one more time. To do it one more time.
And then you just pick something fun. Like you find some great local music here in town and, you know, goodness knows there's plenty of it to choose from. And then you just go have music for your birthday. I mean, what could be better?
I'm actually pondering going to Chicago this year for my birthday. I got the weekend off of work. I'm not going to be at radio that Saturday, Rocker. Mrs. K and I are escaping.
Oh, boy. He leaves me holding
the bag,
you.
Right? He's abandoning you. Are you all right with this?
Yeah. We're busy rescheduling.
I got some vacation time, man. I got to use it or lose it, you know?
Radio people don't get vacation.
Yeah. You tell them.
No. All right. Hey, we're going to talk about vinyl here in just a couple of minutes. A brand new business here in Madison. Super excited to talk with Dave Eck from Waxy Poodle. That's coming up next. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store, Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison, and online at theupsstore.com.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Let's meet at the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, handcrafted in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Enjoy lunch or dinner on the patio with live music and good times. The Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, 132 Market Street, and online at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Jimmy K, Rocker, and KJ filling in for Terry Barr. How you doing tonight? Thank you for joining us with original local music until midnight. Be sure to check out MaxIncRadio.com for all the podcast interviews. The live in the lair is all stripped off for you. All for your listening pleasure right now at MaxIncRadio.com.
Jimmy, I know you love buying vinyl records from local bands, and we always ask if there are plans to release their album on a record when we talk to them. And one comment we hear over and over is the backup and the wait time to get your records made. One music industry professional who was sick of the wait and decided to do something about it, meet Madison's Dave Eck. Dave has been mastering recordings for vinyl records for the better part of two decades for independent artists like Boris the Sprinkler from Green Bay and 20 Watt Tombstone from up north Wausau, and also to well-known artists like Depeche Mode and Sarah McLachlan. A year ago, Dave and his wife, Jennifer, bought a vinyl record press and opened a record plant right here in Madison. In the studio with us tonight is Dave Eck of Waxy Poodle Record Plant. Woo-hoo! Dave, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Now, Dave, before we get into the details of your new record plant, Waxy Poodle, give us just a little backstory on how you got into the record business in Seattle and what brought you to Madison.
Well, I actually got into music way before that when I was in Madison in high school and before that. And my band used to play OK's Corral, and we used to do little, you know, four-track recordings and stuff here in town.
And what band was that?
My band was called Freak Show.
Okay.
And we played Monday nights a lot, actually. and you know, the all-ages clubs and stuff like that. And then out there, when I was doing some internships, I was kind of like the only guy with a CD burner in my little group of friends.
The guy with a CD player.
Yeah, a CD burner.
It's like being the only friend with a truck, yeah.
Back then, they were expensive. So everybody would come to me to have their CD master made for replication. And I've always been doing music stuff on the side. And then eventually, me and Jennifer decided to get a record press out there. When I was, eventually I got the lacquer mastering machine, the Neumann lathes. And at one point, me and Jen decided to get a couple record presses. And those are long gone now. We had those before the vinyl resurgence.
Oh,
and then when the resurgence hit, we were just so busy with the mastering that there was just no point even trying to get those machines up and running. And that's when Jen came up with the name, was back then,
Waxy
around 2012,
Poodle.
2010.
Do y'all have poodles? Dogs?
No, we actually don't. No, she just said it. And that was it.
It's pink. Poodle, right?
We got different color poodles. We're having different artists do poodles for us. Our daughter, Genevieve, did a really cool one that you'll see on our website.
Nice. And Waxy, that's Waxy with two X's. Just,
that's right.
So you got a two,
two
as
X's
you said.
And two O's because it's we got some hugs and kisses at the end. Of the messages.
Well, Dave, we often hear the term remastered, but for the layman, what exactly is mastering, and how is it different for a record than, say, a CD?
Well, with a CD, you're just burning that master CD, right? And then you're sending it out. And with the vinyl, it's you're cutting that master set of grooves, and both of them are going to, you know, going to be replicated. So you're making the master copy for replication.
Okay.
And with that, with vinyl, you know, mastering, it was always the guy who added his, you know, added the sweet sound to it before they cut it and made it come out and sound nice. And then with the digital mastering later, you know, someone had to make it sound good for CD, right? So then with the vinyl resurgence, there, a lot of the mastering houses were CD mastering houses, but they're prepping their music for vinyl. And so people get it kind of mixed up. It's just the same thing. You're just making the master copy.
What is like the difference for pressing, you know, preparing the music for vinyl as opposed to CD? Is like, do you add more bass?
More
cowbell? What is it?
No. The real trick is try not to, try to do as little as possible and use the right tools.
Because vinyl is, you know, is analog. It's not digital like a CD or something like that. So you want to get those natural sounds out.
Yeah. But you see, that'll happen no matter what. Even your 16-bit digital counterpart will sound more hollow than its vinyl cut from that very same source.
Amazing. Dave Eck here from Waxy Poodle here in Madison. How is a record press? And do the records start just with a bin of small pellets?
That's right. Yep. And they're heated up into a biscuit and pushed between the stampers.
Into a biscuit.
With gravy?
And then pressed together.
Yeah.
We're on the same page
here.
Some
people call them cakes.
As far as the grain or the thick, I mean, going through my wife's record collection, the different records are different thickness, different grains. What kind of
grams, right? Yeah,
got my terminology different. What difference does the thickness of the vinyl make in the sound quality?
It doesn't affect the sound quality.
Then what's the? Is there any advantage of having a thicker record?
Some of the best records I've ever heard are these little 110 gram records from the 70s and 80s. Mm-hmm. It's more about the equipment that was used and how, you know, able that equipment is to make it vinyl friendly and the people behind it. The records were actually designed to be about 125 grams. And the norm today for marketing purposes, people just seem to like the heavier weight. They feel like they're getting more for their money.
That's what I was kind of thinking.
And so the average weight has gone up from 125 to about 150. So that's more of an average weight now. Mm-hmm. And then there's always people that want the 180 gram too. And there's really no difference. It's just heavier. If you're going to have a more difficult time if the 180 gram record warps over the 150 gram record.
So to get the audio sound, the song, and those little grooves on the record, where it can be read by the needle on your turntable.
Yeah.
What's the magic in that?
You have to have a lathe. You have to be able to cut the grooves.
Wow.
And that's what I've been doing.
It's like magic.
It is just magic. Yeah. It's magic. We use magic.
So, you know, so how is the record pressed then? You say it's spun like a lathe and it's not.
No,
pressed?
No, we cut the record onto two lacquer masters. We send that off to metal plating facility that makes stampers of that recording. So they make a negative. They send those negative stampers back, and we press those into the biscuit. And it fills all the grooves. And now you basically had a replication of what I had already cut.
Wow. Amazing. What about the art, the visual art, where you know, some artists are putting out pink disc, you know, or albums or something like that. It's just the batter of the material you're using to make the disc or the biscuit.
Yeah, it's just the PVC, the color of the PVC. Mm-hmm. We actually get most of our PVC from Italy, and it's not, there's no lead in it.
And, oh, nice.
No lead is
really
good.
Really nice.
And no been, lead, but plenty of rock.
Yeah, right. And everything else.
Leave it to America to have lead in their records.
Right.
That's what makes some heavy metal albums, I guess. Well, tell us about starting up the Waxy Poodle record plant and what inspired you to do so.
It was before the vinyl resurgence, so we got those old pressing machines that we wound up selling. And we were just, it was just what we were doing at the time. You know, I had already been doing mastering and stuff and had some good business. And I went around and asked my customers if they would use me to cut their records if I drove down to Nashville and bought this Neumann lathe. And they were like, yeah, we will. And so I went and bought it. And then I bought another one. And then about a year later, the vinyl resurgence started. And we'd also got a couple of those record presses that we never wound up getting together, like I mentioned.
Well, where do you see all this heading? I mean, you're a year in now, and obviously it's going well. So where do you think you'll be a year from now?
Well, hopefully we'll have our next machine in place. And I'm sure we'll just continue, you know, doing what we're doing. Right now I'm serving all my mastering customers that I've been working with for decades, and they didn't really have a lot of other options, so we're just going to keep doing what we're doing.
How fun is that? Do you have any special promotions right now for artists coming in that wants to get vinyl? Is it where the average local band or regional band can afford it?
Yeah, we have this ridiculously good sale that we have on our website and our Facebook page, actually. If you go to our website, waxypoodle.com with two X's and two O's, and go to our Facebook page, we have this Halloween special on there with some ridiculously good sales for small, you know, indie bands and indie labels.
That's awesome. Being able to keep vinyl in the price point and in reach for the average musician, that's great. And it is showing that it's working because people are releasing vinyl like crazy right now.
Yeah, it's not going away anytime soon.
That's good. Dave Eck from Waxy Poodle Vinyl. If people wanted to follow your business, get a hold of you, maybe have them make you, or, you know, they want to press some vinyl. How do we do that?
You just go to our website and give us an email, and we'll get you rolling. Waxypoodle.com with two X's.
Two X's, two O's.
That's right.
Hugs and kisses.
Dave, thanks for so much for coming in and sharing your story with us. We appreciate you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for the education. That was great.
A couple of weeks ago, this band was in the studio, and their new album was put on vinyl, and it's really good. I have it at home. I have to give it to Terry Barr soon because we actually have joint custody of it. It's number
20. It's her weekend.
You're right. All right. It's coming up to Terry Barr's weekend for this number 27 on Max Inc. Radio, Rise Above.
Before, and I think I've run this race in vain. Another hope dashed to the floor, but I do it all again. It's insane, insane. Heard it time and time again. Yes, I've been told there is. Fix my gaze, yes, I will claim my prize someday, someday. When my strength is worn and the blood keeps raging on, I will rise above by grace. And I've given all I can, left without one prayer. Breathe a prayer.
When I've given all I can, left without one plan, I will rise above, I will rise above by grace. I will rise above by grace. Yeah! Whoa! By grace.
Suggestions that pass for the truth.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I gotta listen with a wide open heart.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Dana Perry, and everything is moving. Indeed, it is here. We apologize for those of you listening on WMDX. Little technical issues. We're past that, though. Everything's good. Rocker, we got some great Live in the Lairs coming up in the future here on Max Inc. Radio.
Jimmy, they're booking up like crazy. Right now, let me just tell you about Live in the Lair. That's our one-hour segment where we feature a live performer and interview for the entire hour. And on the 11th of November, coming up next week, the Feastette. That's a jazz ensemble, local jazz ensemble. That should be very interesting. The 18th is Amelia Ford coming down yes. from Green Bay. She's going to be doing a solo acoustic show.
She has two new songs that just released in the last month or so, and they're both fantastic.
She is hot right now, Jimmy. Tani Diakite, Afro-Funk All-Stars, they'll be here on November 25th. That's Thanksgiving weekend, I believe. And then the 2nd of December, Corey Hart. Yes,
the Corey Hart. Nice.
That's insane.
Yeah, right?
And the 9th, Poopy Costello, some really cool Americana, and Work, Jimmy.
12/16.
The very date, Jimmy is, I know that he's just biting his tongue.
Yeah, I am.
He's going on vacation and he won't see Work.
Oh, no Work for you on vacation. I guess that makes sense though, doesn't it?
I'll listen on the Civic Media app.
He'll be listening on the say. He'll be texting, Rocker, I love Rocker. The 23rd.
I don't know what's going to happen, dude. I'm sorry.
The 23rd of December, that Christmas weekend, Katie Powderly. She is, you know, an all-star. She's from Madison, but she is out on the East Coast now. Bluegrass, that's going to be awesome. Blame It on Kane, Milwaukee band there on the 13th of January. And then on the 20th, Jimmy, the big one, the Almas. They just won the 2023 Rock Band of the Year at the Josie Awards in Nashville. They're going to be live here in the Lair.
That's going to be great. MaxIncRadio.com to get all the podcasts and everything. Stick around. We got a double dip of Cat and a Hurricane coming up next. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Tired of hearing the same top 40 songs over and over and over and try some local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sometimes I just
ABC News. I'm Chuck C.